Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Sleep With Me podcast. If you've never listened to the Sleep With Me podcast before, make sure you check out our other episodes on iTunes or on our website, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. This is merely a bonus episode because I have some extra hosting space at the end of the month, February. And I want to make sure to use it and give you guys a little extra something. Oh, wait, people don't say that anymore, and I can't edit it, so now I sound totally lame. Man, seriously, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I don't... But, yeah, so this is a bonus episode. I'm totally off track, and this won't be edited, so this is a bonus episode. Sorry, it's unedited. If you think regular episodes are weird, this can be even weirder. You can hear me moving around. I just kicked something. Because it's not perfect. It's just bonus. So yeah, like I said, this isn't what our normal episodes are like. If this is your first time here. If you're here before, it's not what our normal episodes are like either. And as I said in the last episode, if you listened and if you didn't, this is going to be kind of like one of those guided sleep meditations or guided visual imagery or something like that. But I have no degrees in anything. No experience. I've listened to a couple. I had to take a mandatory course one time. And they gave us one of these CDs. And I got nothing against it. In fact, that one's rated R, or almost X, but if I told you that. But anyway, yeah, I've had some pretty cool, I've had a couple guided imageries, if you know what I'm saying. That's lame. Number two. What you want to do is, after I'm done chitter-chatting, maybe you should be brushing your teeth right now. And then right now, you can press play, and then start it up. After you get in bed, or I guess you wouldn't have pressed play because then you would have missed this part. After, when I say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play, press pause, and then after you're in bed, with the ready to go to sleep, press play. So now 5, 4, 3, and you understand like you're gonna press play when you get in bed. Press pause now. 2, 1, pause. Hey everybody. Welcome to another edition of Guided Imagery by Dear Scooter. Let's go ahead and lie back. We're not going to get in proper sleeping position tonight yet. Just let your body sink into the mattress. And, you know, let's roll our shoulders together. Let's roll forward. According to something I heard one time, people carry a lot of tension in their shoulders. I think it was somebody. Roll them backwards, I guess. And just scrunch them. Fuck rolling them. Let's scrunch the shit out of them. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you remember those cartoons, No Neck Joe? It was like right around Spike and Mike's Animation Festival. Anybody? Nobody? Okay, well. Yeah, so when South Park debuted, so whippersnappers. Okay, scrunch your neck. Yeah. Okay. Where else would there be tension? Yeah, you know what? I did this a while back. Let's squeeze your butt cheeks. Yep. Squeeze them and hold it. 3, 2, 1. By the way, you have an amazing set of butt cheeks. Or a butt. Sounds, yeah, great. You have a great ass, okay? I'm just saying that you do. I don't care what this bully said about it. Or that perv. He said you have, like, whatever. Yeah. So let's tighten that ass up. Yeah, keep it tight. Come on now. We'll bounce a fucking penny off that ass. 5, 4... You know, this is an explicit podcast, folks. 2, 1. So, I told you ahead of time, so don't come crying to me. If you put this on for your toddler, then they get up at breakfast. Hey, Mom, I'm gonna bounce a quarter off your ass. That's not part of the guided imagery. I almost went into the zone. toddler. I mean, but that wouldn't help you fall asleep. So, okay, let's take a breath in. Wow, this is what they do. They do a lot of breathing in these guided things. It always ends up, a lot of times it ends up at like a log cabin lake house for me. And try to usually, you know, at some point in this podcast, we're going to cover lucid dreaming. But, you know, I do have lucid dreams occasionally, probably like twice a year. That's where you wake up in the dream and you know you're dreaming, but you don't wake up in real life. And I always try to steer it towards sex, obviously. And that was my guts and my insides just making a noise there. And it's not very, usually if you, it's like one of those things you try to control it too much, then you wake up. Or just like in real life, I have trouble scoring in my lucid dreams. But hey, let's not worry about that, okay? Everybody do that. That's my new mantra as of 2 seconds ago. Goes, let's see. Put our hand on our chest, on our sternum, both hands. Okay, let's get into the imagery. You're sinking into bed. Sinking a little deeper. And a little deeper now. Covers the warm water. Body temperature. Just floating. Just warm enough for you to be comfortable. Wow. You didn't even notice, but you're underwater breathing. No problems at all. Kind of like a fish. But you're going to the bottom like one of those flat stones. Like you're out on a lake. Some kids are on the shore skipping stones. This one kid, he was one of those kids with the, one of the best stone skippers ever. Maybe that kid lives inside you, but he went back, he whipped it. That thing skipped 46 times. And now where that stone, after it, 46 skip, it plopped. It flutters to the bottom, and it's deep because he threw it so far. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was a girl that threw that 46 times. She had a ponytail, but since she was facing me, throwing the rock, I'm sorry for that. You know, jerky judgment of mine. I'm like a stone sometimes with my rigid opinions and biases. But I'm only a human stone floating to the bottom. We're floating and flipping. Yeah, it's nice, actually. Oh, we just got to the bottom, but it's like a nice layer of loosely packed sand and non-gross algae. Like they call it pillow algae. It's like a little pillow catching us. And it's mixed in with feather sand. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're caught in a little bit of a tide. It's just going back and forth. If you could see me on video, just going left and right a little bit. Yeah, and there's sunlight filtering in. Huh. I never noticed, but it looks like you have a tail. Huh. You seem to be growing, expanding, beyond any horizon or internal limits. It's your tail. You got a couple flippers or something. Turning into the mightiest creature in the sea. Or, if my information is incorrect, one of the mightiest creatures in the sea. Like a giant blue whale. Wow, there's barn. mammals on you. You're beautiful. You are a beautiful mammal. Sea mammal. But a mammal at that. I can't believe we share the same mammalian features. Like being birthed by a mother and drinking our mother's milk, I assume. And having attachment parenting issues. Yeah. Wow. You are nice. What do you call that beautiful thing on your chin? Is that a chin? You got some nice cheeks, too. Those are almost like dimples. You just kind of... It's like you're almost floating in the water like you're a fish, but you're a mammal. Oh, yeah. I can see you want to exhale. A mighty exhale will be. You go to the surface and breathe in. And then you exhale. Out that hole. I don't know if they call it a baleen or a blowhole. Where you come from. Could be a air hole, you know? Yeah, that felt good, didn't it? No, you just kicked your tail. Oh, wow, we're off the coast of Hawaii. Perfectly clear, perfectly temperatured water. You know what the best part is? I think this is when our baleen comes in. It's time to eat some krill, man. Dive down. Nothing like warm krill. You open up your face thing. Yeah, you got all the krill in there. Floating through. Somehow the water's being cycled through too. Yeah, I know it's the wrong time to ask you, but do you drink salt water? Or do you need fresh water? And is your milk salty? Oh, I should mind my own business, okay. Oh, you love that krill. It's... Well, I didn't know you could eat krill while you're asleep. You're amazing. Can I just lie on top of you? I'm so small with your massive mammalian. Wow, you're really soft, even though you're tough at the same time. Settling in. You don't mind if I stay by your blowhole here? Just comforts me for some reason, like a belly button. Like I have my head on a attractive belly. Yeah, this is nice. Just floating through the sea. You're thinking this is weird, but it's not. Because giant whale, man. And like you think about second grade, first grade, kindergarten, all those grades. I don't know what you call them in the primary school. I think you call it over in Europe. But teachers used to talk about you and say you didn't know the difference between a blue whale and a gray whale. Well, you know, you're going to show them. Wait, there's your old school and all the teachers you don't like. It sank. Huh. Well, you can choose what to do. You can drown them in krill or bob them up to the surface. I won't judge you because I'm sleeping. I didn't see anything. Okay? You go ahead and do what you need to do. I'm sleeping here. Whew. Wow, that must have felt good, whatever you did. You look great now. It looks like you aged in reverse. And I knew whales could smile, but not like that. It's touching my heart. I feel like I've been touched by an angel. Michael Landon has his arm around me. He's saying, great job, man. Great job. Looking at that whale smile. If I could put my arm around that whale, I'd tell that whale they did a great job. Yeah, who knew your bed could take you fathoms? You're down fathoms now. They crush a normal human, but I'm not a normal human. I'm a lunatic, so I haven't been crushed yet. Maybe because what made me lunatic was being crushed. But anyway, you're a whale. You don't have time for that nonsense because you're surrounded by whale. I don't know if you have blubber. It doesn't look like it to me because you're streamlined. Even your barnacles look good. Yeah. Oh, and now you just, I came across a bunch of seals getting harassed. I don't know if you like seals or not. They're getting harassed by saber-toothed tigers. So go ahead and do what you need to do again. Yep. Yeah, let's break some ice. That was fun, you're right. Cracking ice is fun. Well, let's chew on some ice. Oh, you mean that chewing on ice means you're sexually frustrated? Oh. So I guess we don't have teeth anyway. We can't chew it. Yeah, that's good. This is a good whaling. What do you say we check out that submarine down there? Let's mess with it. We'll get up close and then we'll make some whale noises. I'll make them soft, but they have the sonar on. Everyone has to listen on this submarine, so it's like... Oh, the guys inside are crying. A couple of their ear. Oh, not the enlisted men, just the evil members of the military-industrial complex, like the consultants and contractors or whatever. Yeah, and they didn't even get hurt that bad. You want to do it again? Okay, let's wait and let them think they're... Yeah, that was pretty good, too. You know what? You must be tuckered out. Oh, wow. What good timing, because we're in the Baja Peninsula. Yeah. You're just full of krill, sun, warm water, float. Wow, temperature and the way it's rocking you is perfect, and you're just floating on water like it's thin air, drifting off. What a whale you are. You're the best whale ever. You deserve some rest after all that great stuff you did.